with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Containment of the apple fire burning in the San Bernardino National Forest increased to 60% as firefighters continued building containment lines around the blaze's perimeter and began to repair some of the impacts of their struggle. Since starting on July 31st, the fire has charred 33,424 acres in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, according to the U.S. Forest Service. With crews fortifying control lines and fire progression diminishing, operations will begin to transition from 24-hour shifts to day shifts, according to the USFS. The efforts will also turn to rehabilitation of the fire zone, officials noted in a statement. The federal government allocated billions of dollars to California counties to help them weather the coronavirus pandemic. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd breaks down the different ways that funding has been used.
Sacramento County has spent roughly $150 million in federal pandemic relief money so far. Over $100 million of it covered the Sheriff's Department's payroll and benefits. Less than $5 million went to public health. The county saw a recent jump in COVID-19 cases and has struggled to offer widespread testing. There's another $14 million allocated for public health, but it hasn't been used yet.
I'm disappointed. It appears that the funds were not targeted toward public health first.
State Senator Dr. Richard Pan represents parts of Sacramento County.
The COVID-19 pandemic is what's underlying all of our challenges with unemployment, businesses being closed, schools being closed. That should be our top priority for the funds.
Sacramento stands in contrast to other counties. San Diego received about $330 million, with more than a third going to public health programs. Less than $5 million went to the Sheriff's Department. Los Angeles County received $1.2 billion, with more than half of it earmarked for testing and contact tracing. Bruce Pomer is Director of Government Affairs for the California Association of Public Health Lab Directors. He says while some counties spent more of their funding on public health, there are still inconsistencies.
Diseases don't go neatly along county lines. They cross borders. People should expect the same level of protection if they live in one county as opposed to another.
He believes the state should have attached specific public health mandates for how to spend the funds. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Local wilderness areas are joining national parks as popular recreation areas during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, with recent overcrowding on trails in the San Bernardino National Forest, the Forest Service is reinstating day-use permits for three areas. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has the details.
Starting September 1st, visiting the San Gregorio, San Jacinto, and Cucamonga wilderness areas will require a free day-use permit. The Forest Service says trail parking lots have been at capacity by the early morning lately. They hope the permits will slow down use and allow vegetation damage to grow back from large numbers of hikers on trails. Now, some trails will have quotas. The San Gregorio and Cucamonga trails will cap permits at 144-day hikers. San Jacinto Wilderness will have a limit of 30 hikers on the weekends, but there will be no quota for weekdays. Groups for all areas will be capped at 12 people. Visitors can get their free permit up to 90 days in advance through local ranger stations by phone or email. Some walk-up permits may be available. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
A judge has ordered ride-hailing giants Uber and Lyft to treat their California drivers as employees instead of independent contractors. The ruling would guarantee protections such as overtime, sick leave, and expense reimbursement for drivers. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra praised the ruling, saying it will ensure the companies play by the rules. But the companies criticized the ruling, saying it threatens to shut them down during a pandemic-induced economic downturn that has cost millions of people their jobs. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.